I have to admit, this is a pretty emotional day for me. I'm sound effect producer Kevin Kniestead, and the reason why it's hard is because I've been a part of this show since the beginning, and I've worked on every single episode. The idea of working on a show like this was a dream of mine. The idea of it even being a possibility someday was why I got into public radio to begin with. So it's bittersweet for me today because this is the final episode of Sound Effect. We are saying goodbye today, but not without a look back at some of the most memorable moments from the show. I can still remember how hard it was to even come up with a name for this show. Here's Gabriel Spitzer and Ed Ronco from our very, very first episode sharing some of the rejected show names.
Northwest Corner.
Pacific Daylight.
The Renaissance Radio Hour.
Cedar and Vine.
Public Market.
Face for Radio.
That was almost 6 years ago, 214 episodes ago. And obviously, we landed on the name Sound Effect. Those of us who took part in creating this show, if we're being honest, we were so nervous the morning that first episode aired. But we were also so proud of what we had created. And looking back at the last 6 years, there are so many little moments that stand out from the show that have stuck with me.
Now, when you fall down directly in front of a charging 2,000-pound bull, there's a lot that goes through your head. I just remember thinking, this could be the end.
When the lava lamp's built, it'll be the beginning of a new renaissance for Soap Lake.
And how do you ask somebody, hey, can I have your kidney? It's kind of an interesting intro to a conversation.
And then I was like, ooh, what if I give him superpowers? And I thought, ooh, I'll add a personal element. I'll give him part of my story. He has a disability, cerebral palsy, and he dreams of being a soccer gladiator like his father.
And I said to him, you ever been to a black funeral? He said, no. I said, then you don't know the history.
Probably the most beneficial thing that these dogs do is help children tell a complete stranger about what happened.
Right now we have the platform to show the public an intimate view of what a school shooting looks like from the inside.
For me, you can't tell that I'm a veteran. I don't have a shaved head. I don't stand out. We are usually thought of as the girlfriends or wives.
People will say to me, well, my grandparents are never going to change. But the idea that change can't happen because you're at a certain age, in my mind, is kind of ridiculous.
Well, Warp and Two Woofs, it's long and two shorts. So it's earn.
When you're online, nobody knows you're homeless. Nobody knows how you're dressed or where you slept last night.
People come driving in my driveway in the middle of the night, honking their horn, Bob, we want to go Bigfoot hunting with you. I said, I ain't going Bigfoot hunting.
He kind of laughed at me, put his hand on my head, and was like, girls can't box. So I thought to myself, what a stupid sport.
It's always been geared toward, like, sleazy guys. So this is our thing. It's because I want to have fun wrestling that other woman.
I got tagged by Beef in the church as Beef was going up to communion at the funeral mass. So I'd say if you tag somebody at their dad's funeral, then there's really no limits.
You know, if you ask your friend or if you ask a band, like, do you want to come to my house and be on a game show that I'm filming? The answer is usually going to be yes.
The dance is a bit of a tease, seductive, tells a bit of a story. And let's just say that Hedwig loses some feathers and then loses a few more.
The way that I determined to solve that problem was to start a daycare in a striptease theater.
We were legitimized as a team, that we were now a real basketball team because we competed and we won, and it felt like we were on top of the world.
Your father, she said, he's not who you think he is. He's a black rock drummer from Southern California. His name is Saul. You can find him on the internet.
What are these fat girls doing hiking, you know? We were just like laughing about it, like, yeah, we're fat girls and we're hiking.
And then at the age of 30, I say it at last. I love you, Dad.
Today, producers Jennifer Wing, Posey Gruner, and I will be saying goodbye over the next 2 hours with some stories that are near and dear to our hearts. There'll be some laughs, some tears, but most of all, today we celebrate the hundreds of stories that people from our region have shared with us and with you.